airchecks.com.
Music on Nightwatch continues following the latest in world news headlines. You're listening to WLRW-FM 94.5, Champaign, Urbana. Time now for the latest in world news headlines from the wires of United Press International and the WLRW Newsroom. John Neshi reporting.
Could happen to me.
Should go. I'll probably surely. You can make the mountains ring or hear the angels cry. Though the dove is on the wing, you need not know why. Hey, people now, smile on your brothers. Let me see you get together. Try to love one another right now. Some will go, and we shall surely find. We shall find when the one who left us here returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading on the grass. Let me see you get together. Try to love one another right now. And if you hear the song I'm singing, you will understand. You hold the key to love and fear all in your trembling hand. Them both, you know, it's at your command. Hey, people now, smile, let me see you get together. Try to love one another right now. Hey, people now, smile, let me see you get together.
Music from the Brothers Ford's call, Let's Get Together, kind of a good idea on a Sunday morning. Good morning. You were listening to a program called Night Watch, Sunday, September the 7th, 1969. It's presently 15 minutes past 1 o'clock on this particular Sunday morning. Music from Paul Maurier and the orchestra, I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
sand. Look around, just look around. Set the child within you free when you look around. Just look around.
That cloud's a bird flying through the air. That happy leaf's going to the fair. It's all there, it's all there.
Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66. It's called Look Around, the title song from one of their albums. 20 minutes past 1 o'clock on this particular Sunday morning. 69 degrees outside the WLRW studios. Weather information. Let's see. We are six, aren't we? For the rest of tonight, meaning Saturday night through Sunday night, a chance for showers or thunder showers. Showers ending and then turning cooler Monday. The high Sunday in the 80s, the low Sunday night around 60. Precipitation probability Sunday 50%, Sunday night 40%. What a weekend. What a weekend. Music from the Brass Ring, It's Only Love.
Sunday morning, sun shining from your eyes, sleepy face smiling into mine. Sunday morning, lots of time with nothing to do, lots of time spent with you on Sunday morning. It's so quiet in the street, we can hear the sound of feet walking by.
I'll put coffee on the brew,
we can have a cup or two and do what other people do on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, Sunday morning, Sunday, Sunday, I love Sunday, Sunday morning. Come hold me in your arms, I love you. Lots of time with nothing to do, lots of time spent with you on Sunday morning. It's so quiet in the street, we can hear the sound of feet walking by.
I'll put coffee on the brew,
we can have a cup or two and do what other people do on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, Sunday morning, Sunday, Sunday, I love Sunday, Sunday morning. Come hold me in your arms, I love you.
Yes, everything's all right.
Sunday morning,
everything's all right.
Sunday morning,
yes, everything's all right.
Sunday morning,
everything's all right.
Sunday morning.
Say everything's all right.
Glenn Campbell, Bobby Gentry, a song befitting this particular morning. It's called Sunday Morning. 26 minutes past 1 o'clock, Mr. Al DeLore, the man who is usually in the background on all the Glenn Campbell songs, this time he takes the spotlight at the piano by the time I get to Phoenix.
You can have a sparkling car in just 2 minutes. Stop at RoboWash. RoboWash, 711 North Neal in Champaign.
You're listening to WLRW-FM, Champaign, Urbana, serving you 24 hours a day with the finest in stereo radio entertainment. WLRW 94.5 on your FM radio dial. Time is now 1:30. Music from the Castle family as we continue on with this morning's Night Watch. This is the one that was pretty popular last summer. It's called Indian Lake.
Deal.
Charlie Bird. It's called Promises, Promises. In fact, it's the Charlie Bird Quartet, if we have to get technical this morning. 22 minutes before 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning, September the 7th, 1969. Let's see, what have we got here? Actor Charles Starrett, was born in the eastern seaboard state of Massachusetts, a long way in distance and character from his best-known Hollywood roles as the hero of Western movies. He made more than 100 cowboy pictures during a 17-year period following 1936. Starrett established and played the role of the Durango Kid in many of them. Their titles include Blazing Six Shooters, The Man from Sundown, Bullets for Rustlers, and Riders of the Badlands. His earlier movies included The Sweetheart of Sigma Chi and Murder on Campus. Yeah, right. Did they say that was made in 1936? Where is the Durango Kid now? Well, he's 63 years old and lives quietly in Laguna Beach in Southern California. He spends his summers in the High Sierra hunting and fishing. I just thought you might be interested in that. Maybe not. We've got another one or two of those for you about people who were in the headlines a few years back, what they're doing now. These people are always in the headlines, it seems, music-wise anyway. They've been around for quite some time as a folk group, and I imagine they'll be around even still a longer time. I'm talking about Peter, Paul, and Mary. Apologize.
I would like to apologize for my friend here. But he won't, and I'm sorry if we busted up.
but pain in the brain.
When love's your heart, I'm not saying wrong, right, black or white. I'm just saying it hurts inside when wounds come. So hard, we would have got married only we didn't. And then we'd fight, but that was alright, because we knew it was only a fight. And we knew the sun would come, but the rain still came. And we wept, yes, we cried in the rain.
see you smiling, and it's plain to me and Janie that your life has brought you places where your mind can make you happy, where your thoughts don't drive you crazy. They just flow on free and easy, and I know.
All the way from downtown, and I only ate three pieces, and I
Traveling is a specialty with Mid-America, 610 East Green on the campus.
From WLRW, Champaign-Urbana, the time is 2 o'clock.
Time now for national headlines and the Illinois Morning News Roundup as compiled by the wires of United Press International and from the services of the WLRW News Department. Good morning. In the headlines, the South Vietnamese government has rejected a 72-hour ceasefire proposed by the Viet Cong to honor North Vietnamese President Ho Chi Minh. The communists say they will begin the ceasefire Monday. A Brazilian Air Force has started to pick up 15 political prisoners to be flown to Mexico asylum. They are being released in exchange for U.S. Ambassador C. Burke Elbrick. An Ecuadorian Air Force plane has arrived in Cuba after being hijacked. It was one of two planes seized by hijackers Saturday, one of which was later abandoned. Pamela Ann Eldred captured Miss America honors at Atlantic City Saturday night. The petite blonde represented Michigan. In Illinois Morning News, Democrats will hold an open-air fundraising picnic at the Libertyville farm of the late Adlai Stevenson today, but the picnic, which is billed as a rally for unity, may widen the schism in the Democratic Party in Illinois. The reason for the possible widening of already considerable differences in the party is the appearance of many party liberals at the rally and the possibility that Mayor Richard Daley, the most powerful Democrat in Illinois, may not even show up for the picnic. Speakers include Senator George McGovern, chairman of the party's Commission on Reform, Reverend Jesse Jackson, the leader of Operation Breadbasket, who helped defeat some of Mayor Daley's candidates in black wards in Chicago, and Donald Peterson of Wisconsin, the man who led the forces of Eugene McCarthy in his bid for the presidential nomination last year. Another item which may keep Mayor Daley away is a proclamation which said, "We urge our party to end any reliance on the purchased loyalties of patronage. There is no stronger proponent of patronage in the party than Mayor Daley." A sampling of mayors attending the conference of the Illinois Municipal League indicates that home rule is what most of them want from state and federal government. The 56th annual edition of the conference got underway in Chicago yesterday with over 1,500...
Airchecks.com.